First Peter chapter number 5, let's begin reading at verse number 6. First Peter 5, verse 6, and let's all stand for the reading of the Bible. Beginning in verse number 6, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Look at verse 11. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that I could help your people tonight, Lord, and thank you so much, dear God, for caring. Thank you for this beautiful verse, this very helpful verse, very instructive verse. And I pray, Lord, that you'll, Lord, ease some burdens tonight. And Lord, help somebody that maybe feels like there is no escape or there is no help. Lord, I pray, dear God, when they leave here, they'll understand that that's just not true. And thank you for loving us and caring about us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Kaylin was at my house the other day, and she said, "Preacher, do you have a life verse?" And I said, "Yes, I do." And I told her my life verse and quoted my life verse to her and told her a little bit about why it became my life verse. And then I said, "Do you have a life verse?" She said, "Life verse, favorite verse." And she said, "I don't know which it is." But then she quoted this verse, verse 7, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." And she said that several years ago, she had heard this verse in church and latched on it and grabbed it and made it her own. And I thought, several years ago, my goodness, when she was maybe 15, 16. And you know what the Lord said to me? You know what? Even teenagers have cares. Even young people have cares. Sometimes we look around and we don't know and we don't realize, and there's no way we can, and a lot of times no way we should. But sometimes, you know, we forget that people carry real burdens, and they have real cares, they have real concerns. I doubt if there's a person in here that doesn't have something that causes you from time to time concern and care and worry, a little anxiety. And the Bible tells us what to do with that. And I want to preach on the subject of casting your cares tonight. Casting your cares. The word cares there has the idea of the word distraction, something that's become so big in your life it becomes a distraction. You'll also see the word solicitude, which, we don't use that word very often. What does that mean, preacher? It really means anything that produces anxiety in your life. So think about that. The Bible talks about casting all your care upon him, so that all your cares suggest that there's multiples here. You know, usually it's not just one thing that is causing anxiety or worry in our life. Listen, folks, the devil's busy all the time. He can keep a number of things stirred up at one time. Have you ever noticed that? And so sometimes these things multiply upon us, and it's not just one thing that's causing a distraction, not just one thing that's producing anxiety in our life and worry in our life. But it seems like there is a multitude of these things. And the more there are, the more distracted we are. The more that there are, the heavier they become. They're harder to carry. And the more that they keep us from really focusing in on what is important. You know, folks, if we're not careful, we are so distracted by cares that we are not caring for the people that are deserving of our care. We're so distracted by cares that we are not caring for responsibilities that really are deserving of our full focus but hey, we have to deal with it. So here's the thing that'll help you this week. You know, you might want to say, hey, before I can cast my cares upon the Lord, I need to list them. I need to get them down on a piece of paper. I don't know. I'm a paper and pen guy. I think better if I can jot things down while I'm thinking about it. And so what are the things? Here's a question you can ask yourself this week. What are the things that are right now causing me to be mentally and emotionally distracted? What are the things that are causing me anxiety? You know, the things that are worrisome enough that it's beginning to affect my ability to concentrate and to properly fulfill my daily duties. I mean, what are those things? Hey, if I'm going to cast specific things, I better get specific about what my cares are. So here's what I say, write them down. Why not just write them down? Take some time before the Lord. Be a great thing to do in your morning devotion tomorrow and say, Lord, you know, I heard this verse. I already knew it. Most of you know it. But preacher preached on it last night. And if I'm not careful, I'm going to not obey it. I'm not going to do what the Bible says. So I'm going to just take Monday morning and I'm going to jot some things down before you. And then I'm going to go to casting them. And we'll help you with that in just a minute. Write them down. What are the things that's robbing you of a good night's sleep? You know, that'll be the things that if I give you enough description, it'll narrow down what it is, okay? This verse teaches us what we need to learn to do with the things now that's on the list. And so, first of all, before we get into that verse, let me just maybe try to increase the importance of this in your mind. Say, preacher, is there a danger in not obeying this verse? I think there's a danger in not obeying any verse of the Bible, but I think there's a real danger in ignoring this very simple command. What are the dangers of uncast cares? What if I just decide to hold on to them? Well, look at the next verse. And I don't think it's there by accident. See this? Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant. Well, how can I be sober and vigilant? How can I be fully focused and concentrating on what I need to? How can I be on high alert if I'm distracted and full of anxiety? So uncast cares can threaten your spiritual safety. I think that's why the devil works so hard to convince us that we don't need the Lord's help, that we can carry these things on our own. And that's not what God intends us to do. That isn't what God wants us to do. But I think if we're not careful, it can become a trap and a trick of the devil. Because if he can keep us so distracted on things that we could be freed from, then you know what? I think he'd have a lot easier time as that roaring lion, come on, sneaking up on us, come on. And we're not as sober as we ought to be and vigilant as we ought to be. Let me have you go because I want to show you these dangers and mark your place there. We'll be right back here. But go to Mark chapter 4, the Gospel of Mark chapter 4. We see, first of all, that uncast cares threaten our spiritual safety. But it's very interesting in the parable of the sower, we read that uncast cares can threaten our spiritual fruitfulness. It's very interesting where you find the warning about what effect the cares of the world or the cares of this life can have upon a Christian. In Mark chapter 4, verse number 2, the Bible says, and he taught them many things by parables and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow, and it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up, and some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. When the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Others fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30 and some 60 and some 100. And folks, then later on in the chapter, we get an interpretation of each of these types of soil. Look, if you will, down to verse 18 and 19. Watch this. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. And what's the next phrase there? The cares. Same word we found back in 1 Peter. The cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. Choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. All three of these types of soils limit the fruitfulness of the plants that were planted in them. Matter of fact, this one, the warning is that it will be that if we read up in the verses we read first, it says, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. So some of these Some of these limit the amount of fruit, but this is a danger that can come into our life that would cause us to yield no fruit. Now, if we look down at the list there, verse 19, cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches. Say, preach, I don't have to worry about deceitfulness of riches. I don't have any. Amen. And then we can say the lust of other things. You know, sometimes the devil can't get us with those things. But isn't it interesting? I believe it's not the deceitfulness of riches that choke out the fruitfulness of most Christians. I think it gets some people. I don't think it's the lust of other things that choke out most of the fruit, most of the potential of most Christians, although it gets some Christians. I think that the slyest, sneakiest thing that the devil uses is the cares of this world or the cares of this life. You know what, folks? If we are distracted, come on, and we are held captive by our cares, and we are held captive by our anxieties, I promise you this is true. You'll walk through an entire day and be so focused on those things, you will walk past people, and you will, the last thought that you will have is handing somebody a gospel tract or leading somebody to the Lord or being a witness and sharing your testimony, and the devil knows it. So this whole thing about not casting our cares has some real life effect and some spiritual, come on, impact in our life. It can be a real danger to what God wants to use you for. So, you know what? If we're not careful, uncast cares can threaten our spiritual safety. It can threaten our spiritual fruitfulness. And then if you go over to Luke chapter 21, we're going to see where we find this word again. Luke chapter 21. And I'll have you turn to verse number 29. And again, another parable. Interesting, the good things we can learn through the parables of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in Luke chapter 21, if you look at verse number 29, we see then not only does uncast cares can threaten our spiritual safety and threaten our spiritual fruitfulness, but uncast cares can threaten our spiritual readiness. What does that mean? Well, let's let the scriptures explain. Verse 29, and he spake to them a parable, behold the fig tree and all the trees. Now when they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, watch this, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life. Watch this, and so that day come upon you unawares. This portion of scripture is talking about the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, you know what we want to do? We want to be ready for it. We want to be looking for it. We want to be busy when Jesus comes. And yet the Bible says that one of the things that's going to distract so many Christians so that when Christ comes, it catches them totally unawares is this matter of just focusing on the cares of this life. And not understanding the importance of casting those cares upon the Lord. And so think about this. I'm not going to cast my cares upon the Lord tomorrow. Doesn't that draw a bigger target on me when it comes to the devil and his ability to take me out? I'm not going to cast my cares upon the Lord. How many opportunities am I going to miss because I'm focused on what's going on in my life and the heartaches of my life and the concerns of my life and the worries of my life, that pretty soon all thoughts are here and no thoughts are looking around and looking for opportunities to be a witness and a blessing. I'm going to be so consumed and concerned with my own problems and my own worries that if Jesus came back, I'd be totally taken by surprise. Well, folks, I think the Bible's laid out enough reasons for us to say this is important. This is not something that we should take lightly. And so now if you will go back, and I'm going to focus in on that one little verse there. What a beautiful verse. So if you'll go back to 1 Peter chapter 5, we've got to be careful. By the way, think of the crowns associated with the last two. You know, there's going to be a crown of rejoicing that's going to be given to those that are spiritually fruitful. Fruitful. You know, there's going to be a crown of righteousness for those that are looking for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you realize? Come on, I don't want to overstate the importance of this. I'm not overstating it. I think I'm understating it. But do you realize that if you don't handle your anxieties and your concerns and your cares properly, that it could cost you two of the five crowns that you have an opportunity to receive at the judgment seat of the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, preacher, then let's make sure we're doing this. The duty, we saw the danger of uncast cares. What about the duty of casting cares? Well, 1 Peter chapter 5, simple verse, but let's break it down. It outlines so beautifully, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. First of all, folks, casting cares is a daily duty. Casting cares is a daily duty. The word casting there, if you look at the original word in the Greek, is what we would call a linear verb. What that means, it means that the same thing that you've heard us teach, the verb ask and it shall be given unto you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. What does it mean in the linear? It means ask and ask and ask. It's talking about importunity there. Ask and ask and ask, seek and seek. It doesn't mean you ask once and it shall be given to you. It means keep asking till you get an answer. Keep seeking until you find it. Keep knocking until God opens the door. And it's talking about doing something consistently or repeatedly. And so, folks, let me just say this. Casting cares is a daily duty. This is something you're going to have to do every day. And by the way, sometimes you have to do it several times a day. Have you ever cast something upon the Lord? And then about 10 o'clock, and I do it about 7 in the morning, about 10 o'clock in the morning, I found out a way to sneak back in and take it back, you know. And the next thing you know, I've let it creep in again. And next thing you know, I'm consumed with it again. And wait a minute, I thought I gave that to the Lord. Well, folks, he didn't give it back. We took it back. And so I have to sometimes, come on, depending on how pressing it is, how heavy it is, come on, how personal it is, the people involved that I love and care about, you know, that thing can come back and visit me several times a day. And so what I've got to do is take that as an opportunity to once again pray about it, but then make sure that I cast it back to where it belongs. So casting cares is a daily duty. Number two, casting cares must be a thorough duty. Now, look what it says here, because it says casting, look at the next phrase, all your care. I sometimes get that list done and then I divide it on the things that I feel like I can trust the Lord with and the things in this silly and the things that are so important I better hold on and take care of myself, you know. Now it sounds so weird to say that out loud and it sounds almost blasphemous to say it out loud, but we do it. It's almost like, okay, I've got these seven things or these five things. And so, Lord, I want you to take care of this and take care of this and take care of that. I'm going to trust you with this, trust you with this. But isn't it amazing that usually the one that is the biggest one is the one that's the hardest sometimes to cast. And if we're not careful, we might not say it out loud. But we honestly kind of say, hey, this is just so big and so important. I mean, you know, I just need to listen. I mean, I need to worry about it. I need to have anxiety over it. I mean, if I stop doing that, you know, it might not get fixed, you know. It's like the person that I had a conversation with that had a problem with worrying. And she told me, she said, I worried about this and worry about this. And I said, what good has that done? She said, well, the Lord took care of it. And I said, okay, and how, if I hadn't worried, he might not have. And I thought, I got to change this thinking in this woman completely around, you know. And it's almost like, Lord, okay, listen, Hurry up and take care of this. Or if you don't, I'm going to have to help you. And isn't it hard just to keep from meddling in the Lord's business? And I mean that. Usually it is the biggest one that we have the most trouble to pass off to the Lord. What is it? Health cares, financial cares, family cares, frustration cares. Come on, failure cares, insecurities, you know, spiritual attacks, disappointments, worries, weaknesses. What are you carrying? Let me just ask you a question. What are you carrying that you have the hardest time turning over to the Lord? And just let the Lord help you answer that question. And then listen to him for a minute, because you know what he's telling you right now? I want that. I can handle that too. It'll be better in my hands than it will be in yours. You know what? It's distracted you long enough. Come on. It's limited your fruitfulness long enough. It's increased the danger of spiritual attack long enough. Come on, it's got you distracted where you're not even thinking about spiritual things or the coming of the Lord and all that needs to be done. Come on, listen to the Lord. Trust me with it. I can handle that. I can take that. And I believe this. What are you carrying that you will not turn over to God? What is it that you failed? Come on, let's just kind of boil it down to what it is, because I know this is true in my life. What is it that sometimes I just fail to trust him enough to give it to him? You know, I can trust God with this one and this one and this one and this one, but, you know, again, it sounds kind of funny, but this one I better hold on, try to take care of myself. Folks, listen to me. God can do such a better job with our concerns and cares than we can. And so casting care is a daily duty, and casting care must be a thorough duty, okay? So once you make the list, hey, let's cast it all. And then we see that casting care must be an upward duty, okay? Think about this. Casting all your care upon who? Upon him. And a lot of times we carry these burdens and we carry these worries and we carry these anxieties. And what we want to do is every single person we stop, we want to cast it onto them. Hey, it's nice from time to time to have a Christian friend to share a burden with. And you know what? They can sure go to the Lord in prayer with you. But if we're not careful, we start using people in a way that we ought to only use the Lord Jesus Christ. Casting all your cares where? Upon him. Okay, upon him. And so make sure that casting is an upward duty. Listen, I wrote this down. I love it. Cares will drive you to God or drive you to your grave. Better decide which it's going to be. By the way, I promise you that's true. You talk to anybody that's gone through any type of health situation, and you talk to, if they've got a good doctor, you know what they say? Will tell you. The number one thing that will stand between you and full recovery and you in health is they'll say you need to limit the stress in your life. And you know what? This whole idea that anxiety and worry does not have a real physical effect on our body it's a medical fact. It's been medically proven. And so, you know what? Cast your care upon the Lord. Your earthly friends, listen, are a poor substitute for your heavenly Father. And I'm glad that you have earthly friends, and I don't want you to misunderstand me. Sometimes sitting down and talking with people and encouraging. But listen, if that's all you do, all you're doing is taking your problem and spreading it, you're not really taking it to the one who can fix it. And so it needs to be an upward duty. And then let me give you this last thought. Casting cares produce an inward delight, an inward delight. Now look at that. Casting, come on, that's your daily duty. All your care, casting cares must be a thorough duty upon him, must be an upward duty. And then this last one, casting care produces an inward delight. Well, where do you get that? Well, what's left in the verse there? Oh, how about this reminder? For he careth for you. For he careth for you. Oh, I wish I could sit down. This one of those times I wish I could sit down with every single person. I wish I could just start up here, sit down with my Bible and start with Abram and just show him that. And sit there and look him in the eye and keep talking to him about that until I see the light come on and he realizes how much God cares for him. And then go to the next person, go to the next person. I think we hear these verses, but somehow in our mind the devil sits on our shoulder and says, yeah, God cares for that person, and God cares for that person, God cares for, well, sure, preacher can preach that because he cares about the preacher. And somehow, that rascal, that roaring lion, that sneaky snake, that liar, that deceiver has got into your heart and convinced you that God does not care for you. And that is not true. You'll say, preacher, but I'm away from the Lord. God still cares for you. Matter of fact, I could take you to another parable and show you that the shepherd has more concern for the one that's away than the 99 that are in the fold. In some ways, he cares extra about you. Oh, but preacher, you don't know the sins that I've committed in my past. All right, I don't. But you know what? God still cares for you. Preacher, you don't know my failings and my flaws. You don't know the stupid thing I did this week. Okay, God still cares for you. He still cares for you, folks. Listen, if being a sinner means that God stopped caring, he wouldn't care for any of us, because you know what? There's not a one of us that had a perfect week. And so, you know what? Here's the thing. When we go to God, we get into his presence. And we have to go to his presence to hand these things off. And you know what? That's what he's maybe wanted all along. Do you think about that? Casting your cares requires you to come to him. Casting your cares causes you to spend some time with him. Casting your cares gives him a chance to remind you how much he cares for you. Folks, I love this song. You know it. Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song? As the burdens press and the cares distress and the way grows weary and long. You know why I think this song just resonates in our heart? And I don't know of a person that doesn't love the song, Does Jesus Care? You know why? Because the songwriter dared write on paper the questions that all of us sometimes ask in our heart. I'm going to read them again. Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song? As the burdens press and the cares distress and the way grows weary and long. Does Jesus care when my way is dark with a nameless dread and fear as the daylight fades into deep night shades? Does he care enough to be near? Does Jesus care when I've tried and failed to resist some temptation strong? Come on, you fall, you fail. The devil sits on your shoulder and says, you blew it. God doesn't love you. God doesn't want you. You can't do this. God doesn't care about you. That's a lie. When for my deep grief there is no relief, though my tears flow all the night long, does Jesus care when I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me and my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks? Is it aught to him? Does he see? I'm glad he didn't just write the verses. I'm glad God led the song leader to write the answer. Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief when the days are weary and the long night's dreary. I know my Savior cares. Casting cares reminds you, gives God a chance to remind you how much he loves you and how much he cares for you, because you have to go into his presence. You have to spend some time there casting, and it gives him a chance to pull you close and say, hey, don't forget that you're not alone, and don't forget that I care and I love you. Casting cares releases them to the one. Folks, listen to this. Releases them to the one who can cure your cares. Who do you think, let me just ask you the question, can do a better job of solving the unsolvable? You are God. Of fixing the unfixable? You are God. Of doing the impossible? You are God. Oh, the answer is so obvious, isn't it? And yet here I'm holding on to this, and here I'm insisting on carrying this, and even though it's distracting me, and even though it's causing me to stumble, and it's limiting my fruitfulness, and it's got me. Listen, folks, the devil says, just carry it yourself. Hold on to it yourself. You can't trust the Lord with it. Oh, but you can. If you'll look in 1 Peter chapter 5, and I'm going to draw your attention to verse number 10. We'll close with this. Watch this. What happens, preacher, if I'll just take it to the Lord? But the God of all grace. Watch this. Who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that, ye have suffered a while. And you know what he may? He may just say, I'm going to help you carry this for a while. I'm going to help, but I'm not going to take it. You know what, folks? Suffering is not a bad thing in our Christian life. And God allows some things in our life from time to time that will draw us closer to him and honestly give us more care and compassion for hurting people. But you know what it says there? It says after that ye have suffered, here, I like that, a while. And I couldn't help but stop and think of Mrs. Fulkerson and how many times I've sat in her trailer and how many times I've heard her talk about different things that the Lord had her go through in life. And she would always look at me, and sometimes while she's brushing tears away, and she'd say, you know, this too will pass. You know, this too will pass. I don't know. I've probably heard her say that 100 times. She'd talk about something that she's going through medically or something that maybe a dear friend's going through. And again, it would bring a tear to her eye, and she'd brush it away. And then she'd put on that Mrs. Fulkerson smile, and she would look to me and say, preacher, you know what? This too will pass. You know, folks, listen to me. Even if God asks you to carry it for all of your life, we're going to look back in eternity and realize that that was a little while. It was a little while. But look at this. After that ye have suffered a little while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. And then the next verse, maybe the most important thing of all, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Because a lot of times, if we will take the burdens of life and the heartaches of life, and we'll go to the Lord, and you know what? We'll help get Him to help us through them. And then, you know what? On the other side of it, we've had a chance to bring honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, I don't know what you carry, and I don't need to know. You don't know all I carry, and you don't need to know. But you know what? I know somebody that can take care of it. And tomorrow morning, you know what? Before you go rushing off to the day, come on. And come on, stumble to the car with all of those things on your shoulders once again, because you're going to carry them. You're going to do them. You're going to take care of them. You're going to fix them. You know, maybe we ought to just take a little extra time in the morning and say, okay, what are my cares? And Lord, now that I've got them in front of me, Lord, I'm just going to take a minute with each of them. I'm just going to hand them off. And I'm going to trust you to take care of some things that I don't have the answer for. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, bless our people. Lord, as I pray down through our church list this week, I begin to pray through it, knowing and anticipating that I'd be preaching on this verse. And I begin to think, Lord, of the cares that I know about, the things that many of them carry. And Lord, it just seems like that there's so much for just a few. And I, Lord, I ask, dear God, that you'll help us to take this verse and the things we've learned. Lord, help us to be warned of the dangers of uncast cares and then the duty of casting cares. And Lord, I just pray that you'd bring us to the point where we, Lord, have a sweet trust, a sweet assurance, and a sweet dependence upon our Heavenly Father to help us with these things. Lord, pray, dear God, for many of our families going through tough things right now, just pray that you'd lift them up and help them, dear God. May this be an encouragement to them, we pray in Jesus' name.